How do we describe our faith? Is our faith strong enough to move mountains, to move for action, for change, to move to help others in need? In our gospel, a woman was so persistent. Her faith was steadfast. At first, Jesus was dead silent to the plea of the woman. And of course, to test the faith of the woman and for the greater glory of God at the end. This gospel account was the only occasion in which Jesus ministered outside of Jewish territory. This account happened at Tyre at Sidon, 50 miles north of Israel, which still exists today and in modern Lebanon. We can see here the future mission of his apostles and followers to preach the good news to the Gentiles. So how Jesus Christ test the woman's faith? He even said, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." If we are in that situation, we will be hurt. But the woman did not stop asking, pleading to Jesus. So what did Jesus mean by the expression, throwing bread to the dogs? The Jews often spoke of the Gentiles with arrogance and insolence as unclean dogs, since the Gentiles did not follow God's law and were excluded from God's covenant and favor with the people of Israel. For the Greeks, the dog was a symbol of dishonor and was used to describe a shameless and audacious woman. There is another reference to dogs in Matthew's gospel when Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give to dogs what is holy." So Jesus tests this woman's faith to see if she is earnest in receiving holy things from the hand of a holy God. Jesus, no doubt, spoke with a smile rather than with an insult, because this woman immediately responds with wheat and faith. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs." In one occasion, Jesus told his disciples that we need to believe, to be persistent in our requests. He said, "Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you." The woman's faith certainly moved our Lord and granted her request without delay, because Jesus saw in her the faith so strong, and her request was not for her, but for her daughter. So, my brothers and sisters, this woman is teaching us, inspiring us, and encouraging us to remain faithful. Even the foundation for faithfulness seemed to be very weak. She motivates us to keep pursuing and seeking our Lord, even when the Lord appears to be silent and distant. So let us always remember, His love and mercy has no boundaries. Let us put our trust in Him and pursue Him with strong persistence as the woman did. So, my dear brothers and sisters, do we seek the Lord and have a persistent faith like the woman? In this time of pandemic and uncertainties, let us keep our strong faith, hold on, and be persistent. He will always be with us. He is just testing our faith.